September 17th, 2012. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today in Studio B, and thanks for listening to RBN, whose slogan is, "For People Who Can Handle the Truth." To see the guest lineup for Studios A and B, please click on the word schedule in the RBN banner at the top of the page at republicbroadcasting.org. If listeners cannot find the recent archives for this program in Studio B, then please visit Studio A. Please visit spingola.com to see the guest lineup for this program along with relevant links. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1@yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after the first break at 877-488-5350. My guest today is Dr. Cass Ingram. Some of the sites that you may find information about Dr. Ingram are oreganopro.com, healthynewsradio.com. He is on Facebook and has a YouTube channel at youtube.com/Dr. C. Ingram. Dr. Cass Ingram is a nutritional physician who received his B.S. and Bachelor of Science in Biology and Chemistry from the University of Northern Iowa, and a D.O. from the University of Osteopathic Medicine and Health Sciences. Dr. Ingram has written at least 24 books on natural healing. He has given answers and hope to millions through lectures on thousands of radio and TV programs. His research and writing have led to countless cures and discoveries. Dr. Ingram presents hundreds of health tips and insights in his many books on health, nutrition, and disease prevention. He is one of North America's leading experts on the health benefits and disease-fighting properties of wild medicinal spice extracts. Welcome to the program, Dr. Ingram.
Hi. How are you doing?
Really well. And you?
Doing great. Doing great. It's fantastic to talk to you finally.
Yes, indeed. I have some of your books sitting here beside me. I can't decide which one is you know, I keep switching back and forth. I like the natural cures for radiation.
Sure.
Detoxify yourself with powerful natural remedies, because I think it's so imperative that we do this now, given the situation in Fukushima.
Yep. Well, it is a very dangerous time for the human race, and it emotionally, certainly socially, financially, but probably the thing to focus on is the health challenges. Because if you lose your health, you've lost it all, and there's not anything you can do about it if you don't have good health. Even if you want to be politically active, you've got to be strong. You know how that is.
Absolutely.
So this is important. Now, Fukushima is a problem. When I was in Northern California recently, there was a big rain, and the rain was radioactive. And those of us who are in the rain consistently, some of us developed rashes, very unusual rashes, which I've attributed to the radiation fallout, that because it's in the stratosphere. It was such a huge load of radiation, and it's ongoing, as you know.
Right. And as you say, if we don't have our health, we don't have anything. And in health, we still have the opportunity to make choices for ourselves and our families. We do have to go to a real quick break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors, and we'll talk more about radiation.
Concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dalton.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. My guest today is Dr. Cass Ingram. And one of his books, one of his many, many books, is Natural Cures for Radiation. Detoxify yourself with powerful natural remedies. And you were talking about you were in California and that the rain was so lethal that you developed a skin rash.
No doubt about it. I was out in that rain for 3 days, and the only thing exposed was the arms from the elbow down, and there was a very, very significant rash on those arms from the rain, and it took quite a bit of natural cures to get rid of it. I used super strength oregano oil and the wild chaga cream, and I took quite a bit of the chaga internally, the tea, and there's something called chaga power drops, because chaga is an antidote to radiation. For example, the cat where we were staying on this project, it was an outdoor cat. It developed cancer. We're seeing dogs and cats throughout Northern California, Washington State, Oregon. We're hearing increased, and maybe some of the listeners can report, increased amounts of cancer. And humans, too. You'll see in the next, unfortunately, 5 to 10 years, maybe even a doubling of cancer rates. In my travels throughout the Southwest all the way up, I have documented and put on video, hopefully to put up soon, but cases of lymphatic node swelling, thyroid disorders, thyroid nodules in people who have no history of it, all of it post-Fukushima. There are also cases of people who are blowing out at the waist. They're gaining 10, 15 pounds across the waist, probably from the low-level damage to the thyroid in their metabolic rate shutting down. Tiredness, exhaustion, not able to get as much done, especially, as I mentioned, from Texas all the way up through Montana and then bang all the way up to Alaska and down, all the way to the Hawaiian Islands. In particular, though, the biggest trauma to the people and the animals is from the western Sierras westward, because the rain clouds go up against that area and they dump their load. California is one sick place right now for people, yeah.
Well, I grew up in California, and I'm very happy that I'm not there any longer, but I do have family and friends there, and this is quite troubling. And you mentioned the cats and the dogs, and given that their lifespan is much shorter, don't these things kind of appear in...
They do manifest themselves. That's a good point. For example, the bunnies in Fukushima area, within a 100-mile radius, being born without ears, the butterflies that they're noticing, and the moths being deformed there. So, yes, the shorter lifespan creatures will manifest. Furthermore, the milk from California grass is still radioactive. That's how much of a load there is. Let's not forget the Pacific Ocean. Now, some people might regard this as doomsday material. This is just facts. I mean, we'll try not to twist it or anything. Just throw out the information. The Pacific Ocean, post-Fukushima, at its height of radiation, recorded 50 million-fold more radioactivity than it did before Fukushima. Not 5 million-fold, not 1 million, not 50,000, 50 million. The tuna, never before, tuna is radioactive. Detectable. Canned tuna.
Wow. That is terrible. But there are things that we can do to protect ourselves health-wise.
Has massive details on what foods would be the best to eat, which foods uptake the most radiation. But the biggest massiveness is what supplements, what kind of concentrates can people take that bind radioactivity and neutralize it and fight it and prevent its carcinogenic actions. What we do know is the science, because of the nuclear power industry and the nuclear weapons industry, has already been done demonstrating what binds radiation. And when you're dealing with nuclear irradiation from bombs and from power plants, it's a lot different than an X-ray. It's not a beam. It's a particle. So what we have is metallic ions that are compressed into ceramic rods. I think people know about this. When they explode, you end up with metal dust. This is known in the nuclear industry as nuclear fleas or nuclear flecks, about the breadth of a thin piece of hair in terms of the width of the flea or the fleck. And so if you look at that, if you stand before it, you're going to get a little radiation. But here's where the real dilemma. If you eat it, you get an auto-irradiative substance, which increases the risk for cancer based on how much you consume. Or if you breathe it. So in Seattle, in April, which is, 2 months post-Fukushima, according to Arne Gunderson, the average Seattleite got, I think it was, up to 100 to 200 by that time flecks in their lungs from Fukushima. Something to this effect. 50 particles, 100 particles. That's enough to cause a lung cancer. One particle can cause a cancer, actually.
You mentioned milk from California. Most of the country's milk comes from California, so this is very...
Yeah, that's true. It's very different. Very different.
I don't drink milk, but...
Wisconsin cheese is made from...
From California milk.
Yeah. It's a real dilemma for us because, I mean, theoretically, whole milk, whole cheese is a food with nutrients. I don't drink California... Any milk in the United States that comes from the mass market, I just don't drink it. I mean, the risks are still too high. Fortunately, I'm lactose intolerant. But I do eat some cheese from Europe. Now, even some American goat cheese. Now, none of it's without risk because the global cloud of radiation was big enough that CIRAD in France said that anyone who eats cheese or drinks milk products just after Fukushima is putting their body at risk. So, 2 years later, it's still there, the cesium, the strontium, it's in the soil.
Right. All right, so what do we do about this? I noticed that in your book you mentioned clay, but you mentioned a lot of other things too. And
right.
in your other book, The Cure is in the Forest, you talk about shaga?
Yeah.
Let's see. Uh-huh. And so tell us about some of these things that we can take. I mean, we know that we're in a terrible situation, but now we need to have a solution.
Well, the research has been done, as you mentioned, on clay, bentonite clay, as well as zeolite, chlorella, and particularly the clays and the zeolites by the nuclear industry. In Fukushima, Japan, they took big sacks of zeolite, put it in a cage and dumped it over the intake-outtake pipes at the Fukushima complex to reduce the amount of radiation going into the ocean. So what the data shows is that if you consume edible, there's a lot of inedible zeolite, for example. There's a lot of clay that's probably not the best to consume, although clay is edible. If you consume the appropriate types of biological clays and zeolite, you will bind radiation. You will reduce your risk. So that's one automatic thing we should consider, the proper supplements like that are binding. One study done in Azerbaijan showed that when you have lead exposure and you take, in this case, bentonite clay, the bentonite clay acts as a trap. It releases calcium and magnesium and opens up and traps the lead to such a degree that if they put an electron microscope on the bentonite, they'll see gray discoloration from the trapped lead, which is a great thing because it traps it irreversibly. So I would recommend, you know, reading the book and studying the types of things you can do with zeolite and bentonite. And chlorella also has been shown to take out radiation and to neutralize some of its toxicity. Chaga is an antidote used in Russia for people getting radiation therapy for cancer to protect the bone marrow. So it's real. One of its great claims to fame is that we know radiation is very adverse to the white cells, the red cells, the bone marrow, and radiation, especially strontium, loves to go into the bone where it continuously irradiates your bones until you die. And so we need to take chaga in the forms of the drops, the capsules, the biological tea in a tub, ideally with birch bark. That's kind of the very most important things I do. The other thing that I do is the oregano oil, juice of oregano. Case history, Chernobyl, just so we can see that this isn't hocus pocus or one person's idea. Post-Chernobyl, rain in Turkey. Mountain villages, no iodine, no fish consumption. Mountain villagers end up with goitrous cancers, about 30 cases in the village. The village akhtar, or doctor, in Turkey gives the people juice of oregano. The juice of oregano in 30 days eradicated completely, as published in the newspapers, the goitrous tumors. Now, we can't do that in the States, unfortunately. If we saw juice of oregano and oil of oregano eliminating thyroid cancer, before and after pictures, no newspaper would touch it.
Turkey,
right. Fortunately, you know.
Yes. Well, I have some of the juice of oregano and the oil of oregano. So I'm very familiar with it.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
Yeah, I would be taking juice, especially people living from the Western Sierras westward. I really would suggest a tablespoon or two of juice a day. 5 drops of the oil would not be an unreasonable thing. It would be wonderful if we could be taking chaga as an antidote, as a protection. It's very highly anti-tumor. Case history, there was an individual who had a renal cancer, which, by the way, radiation is a high cause of renal cancer. Radiation flex from power plant accidents, or in this case, Fukushima, or whatever, or atom bomb, or uranium. One of the big problems is trying to excrete it by the body, and the flex get caught up in the kidneys. But in any case, I don't know if it was Fukushima, but this individual developed quite a large renal cancer, and it just so happened that his brother-in-law is a chaga hunter, so he puts him on chaga tea, and within 60 days later, he goes to get the tumor cut out. It's gone. It's completely kaput, honestly.
Wow. Well,
it's eradicated.
From chaga tea?
Yes, and that's why I'm saying that it's very essential that we do the chaga and the oregano at least, and some of the binding agents would be wise at this time. I take them.
Okay, we do have to go to a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Cass Ingram. His website, one of the websites that you can get this information on oregano is oreganopro.com. And if you click on the North American Herbs and Spices up at the top, you can buy some of the things that he's talking about. Now, what is the strongest or the best? There's several different kinds of oregano. And you mentioned oil of oregano. And I purchased the super one.
Yeah. Well, that is by far the strongest thing out there. You can get something that they make called Oregarasp, which is extremely aggressive, that some people use that have like asthma or congestion or severe chronic junk. And that's very, very potent. I like that. I carry that around just in case a sinus attack or some sort of a terrible virus is going around. It'll blast it out of Dodge. But when we were talking about the radiation, I think in the publication I was sort of emphasizing simply the oil and the juice. Now, the juice, again, is ideal for a person that has a significant thyroid condition, especially
if
there's cyst or goiter or whatever. So that's the one of choice for that kind of situation. And
how about hypothyroidism? Is that good for that also?
It would be great. It would be great. But also the chaga. Case history, even this chaga cream. There was a guy who was listening to my lecture who has chronic low thyroid. He's apathetic and sort of lazy in the morning. He he takes the chaga cream on my recommendation and rubs it on his thyroid 2 or 3 days in a row. He then attends the second set of lectures and says, Doctor, can I interrupt? I've been rubbing the chaga cream on my throat, and I've been getting up in the morning and going to the shower and singing, you know, music and happy and no more apathy. I thought that was bizarre. I mean, look, it's not a matter of claims. I know the government's against saying anything and all that, but these are actual live human cases. And, you know, in many of my books, I actually quote case histories. It's important when people who've suffered for a prolonged period come forth and say, I've seen this result. Or when you see it in a lab, or when you see it post CAT scan. The medical profession is not in favor of alternatives or options. So I guess I'm kind of like one of the lone voices out there.
Well, thank goodness. Thank goodness you are that voice. Now, explain the difference, too, between the oregano that we find in our kitchen versus the kind that we really need to be taking.
Mm. Well, when I was overseas, in this case the mountains with the Turkish chains and so on, the village chief allowed me to taste a bag of wild oregano in the mountains. You know, they had a concrete warehouse. They had 11 big bags. You could stuff 4 or 5 humans in each bag. This stuff grows in the mountains on the rocks, okay? And what I tasted was hot. This was 1996. I said to them, you got to distill this into oil. We need to bring it to the States to make oil of oregano and other things. And I was, you know, I was so excited because you never tasted anything like that. You chew on it, and your whole mouth is like on fire from the heat. So I said, let me taste the other 11 bags. We'll, you know, 10 bags, we'll get them all. And they wouldn't let me. I don't know. We Americans are stubbornly persistent. With reluctance, they let me taste the bags. Honest, I swear on the heart that those had no taste. Those other 10 bags, you know what they were? Sumac leaves. Sumac leaves and other leaves, it's residue. They grind all that up and mix it 1 to 10. And,
really?
And you wouldn't know. And that's what's in the shaker. Oh.
Oh, my.
You know, you're
difference.
One of the first to report this. So, and that's why it's $2.99. You know, for the shaker. And so I learned a lot. I learned the pressure of the spice industry. I learned that, you know, the only real oregano is in the mountains growing on rock. It does not like soil. I kept looking for it at the hotel along the ocean side. It doesn't exist. You have to drive for 2 hours rolling up and, you know, winding around up the mountains. And then when you go above the tree level, above the tree line, you find the oregano.
And when you...
Huh?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Growing all the way up to the top of the mountain, on the rock.
Amazing. And when you put a few drops of that on your tongue or under your tongue, oh my goodness, it is strong, and it lasts for quite some time.
It's an explosion.
And it is.
Imagine
it
if
really
you were
is.
A germ, you wouldn't want that around, you know?
No, definitely not. So it's important to know, but now you also have a book. One of your books is The Cure is in the Cupboard, How to Use Oregano for Better Health. And you can get that via Amazon in Kindle format. So people can get this today if they wanted to.
Yeah, The Cure is in the Cupboard's Kindle. Also, obviously, Amazon and others, My Natural Market, Oregano Pro, they all carry The Cure is in the Cupboard. My two recommendations, if you want the most powerful natural cures, The Cure is in the Cupboard and The Cure is in the Forest.
Okay. We do have to take a real quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Our guest today is Dr. Cass Ingram. The websites are oreganopro.com, healthynewsradio.com. Dr. Ingram has a Facebook page and a YouTube channel, and that is at youtube.com/Dr. C. Ingram. Now, at the top of the page at Oregano Pro, you have the description, what is it, the history, how to select high-grade oil, and so that's important. Now, where can we get the shaga tea?
I all over the internet, I guess, or health food store. I'll just tell you what I take. I take a chaga birch bark tea. It comes in a tub, and I just put it in hot water, or even particularly a thermos. The best way to do it is to take water to about 180 degrees or so, 190 degrees, put it in a thermos, put two or three heaping teaspoons of the chaga in the thermos, and let the hot water extract the sterols and all the active ingredients over time. It becomes richer with time. I take a couple capsules when I'm traveling, something easy, and if I have inflammation, I take the drops. So again, just to summarize, capsules, drops, tea. Where do you get it? I mean, again, My Natural Market and Oregano Pro and then the health food stores, whatever, yeah.
Okay. Now, you would talk about inflammation. Is that inflammation anywhere in the body?
It would be inflammation in the spinal column, in the joints, especially within the spine and the brain. I have found that these chaga drops, and these are an emulsion of raw chaga, and there's a lot of chaga drops on the market, many of them in alcohol tincture, many made from non-wild chaga. No, those are not going to be effective from what I've seen. But the raw wild chaga drops in an oregano and cinnamon oil base, I have used for spinal inflammation, for joint disease, for hip disorders, for disc. There was a guy on RBN, he calls me up, "What do? I've got a ruptured disc, I don't want the surgery." He gets these chaga drops, right? And they're called chaga power drops. So he gets this, he starts taking 100 or 200 drops a day, and the guy calls me back and says, "The disc is 80% healed, non-surgically." That's really very impressive to me, right?
Oh, my goodness.
So, what was it that happened to me? Oh, yes, I wrenched my back really bad, and the whole spine was throbbing from L5 all the way up, it seemed. I didn't know what to do. I tried this and that and the other thing, rubbed the oregano oil on. So I got a half a dozen of these drops, ripped off the seal, and just drank a half a bottle a day. And about an 80% improvement, I'd say, within 3 days when nothing else would work. I mean, I was really hurting. I couldn't sleep at night. You know how when you're tossing and turning when you've got a low back. One more case. There was a person, remember I mentioned it's great for the brain and the spinal cord, that
yes.
Had neuropathy, and she was on a walker, 88 years old, diabetic. She got rid of her walker taking this stuff. You know, the inflammation, again, dissipated completely. Very impressive.
Indeed. What about intestinal inflammation?
Well, you could use the juice of oregano. It's very, very sophisticated getting down in there. The oil would be fantastic. There was and remember I mentioned those oregaresp capsules, cases?
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the kind of inflammation, but if we're talking about inflammatory bowel, you know, you could be talking about yeast and parasites. A couple of physicians called me up and reported that they had numerous patients with irritable bowel syndrome, and that they've been very successful using the oil and this other material, oregaresp, for irritable inflammatory bowel. Now, I'm not trying to make a claim for the company or this or that, but these are physicians, and here's the reasoning. If these people have severe candida, then they're getting leaky gut. You got to kill the candida. You kill the candida, and the inflammation dissipates. That's the concept.
Interesting. And you know, you couldn't do this. You take a half a bottle of something. You couldn't do that with the chemicals that the pharmaceutical companies produce.
We can't even do it with a multiple vitamin. You know what the number one cause? You're very wise on them. The number one cause of poisoning in the United States is a child who gets into a children's vitamin and eats half the bottle.
Oh, my.
Number one cause of, you know, having to induce vomiting and even fatality. It's not, you know, like a kitchen chemical.
Right.
So synthetic anything is a suspect. And like you said, if you were to take and open up a hard-pressed pill multiple vitamin and eat half the bottle, you would get a very upset stomach at the minimum.
Right.
But if you took something totally natural, like the juice of oregano, you could guzzle all 12 ounces, and you'd get rid of your upset stomach, if anything.
You know? My. Okay, it also comes in sprays. The P73 comes in sprays.
Yeah, there's a spray. There's a wild oregano spray. I don't go anywhere without it. You know, hotels and bed bugs. It'll drive the bed bugs out of the bedding. What else? If it stinks too much in some place where you're staying, you know, somebody's got animals, you can't handle it. Mold, moldy basement. I use it to clean counters and surfaces. It's fantastic
stuff. Oh, really?
Oh, yes. A cutting board, a kitchen, maybe a little teaspoon or two in the mop bucket, any odor. Where I'm staying at right now, you know, I'm remote. I'm out remote working on a book in a cabin, so there were some dead mice apparently in the basement there, and we used the oregano spray to get rid of the odor. You know.
Wow. That's not a problem that too many people would have. I hope, but
I would hope not. You know, they use that. What they use is that Coumadin. They use, rat killer, right? And the
right.
mouse nibbles on that, and it goes and dies and rots in over there. So no wonder the Bible says, use oregano. But nobody knew that because they said hyssop, but it's not hyssop. It's actually oregano from Aesop. Aesop.
Oh, and of course they also talk about clay in the Bible.
Yes, the Bible. And there's some apocryphal scriptures that, I don't know, maybe it's in the Bible too, that talk about how Jesus grabbed some clay, put spit into it, and rubbed it on the eyes of somebody that was blind. And then
right.
their vision recovered. Now, was it the prayer or was it the clay? The fact is, trachoma is the number one cause of blindness in Palestine. Chlamydia trachoma. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, so the clay adsorbs these bacteria and kills them.
Amazing. The first time that I read that story, I thought, how bizarre. Oh.
Yeah.
And now it has totally a different meaning to me.
I know. I mean, God is great, and he has tried to hint to us. I mean, it's up to us, right? We have free will to take it to the next step. And in the case of oregano, the hint was pretty strong. It was more than a hint. It's, take the hyssop and you'll be cleansed, you'll be purged. And what it really means is you'll purge yourself of germs. Now, you take the implications of this. What's the number one cause of fatality in the hospital today?
Germs.
Not cancer. Yeah, germs. Not just the fact that there's antibiotic resistance and MRSA, but people get sick and they're weak and the pneumonia gets them, right?
Right.
So, and if you took out the pneumonia, the flu, the cold, the sinus, the fungus, the bronchial, if you locked that out of your life, I suppose you could, live a longer and more vigorous, you would.
Right. I believe that there is enough natural cures on the planet that we should not really be that sick. I think that the toxins that are so prevalent, things like Chernobyl and Fukushima, and then the GM foods, GMO yeah. foods, all the other things make us sick. And I think that of course they don't want us to know about all these natural cures because they don't have it. They can't get any patents on them.
That's right. That's right. And this is what's taken us down, isn't it? The man-made chemicals and, stress and definitely the drugs. Number one cause of overall fatality in the United States is some interaction with a drug, or they gave them the wrong drug at the hospital, or the antibiotic made a mutant and the mutant kills them. That's still a drug. Or a cholesterol-lowering drug ends up putting you into Alzheimer's. So one way or the other, the drugs cause more deaths. Let's say that, 6,000 troops are killed in these illicit interventions. But then, of course, there could be, a 500,000 people in the Muslim world or 100,000 killed with all the interventions in a year. There are more people killed by drugs in the world than by all the war combined every year. That's the war on the people is the drugs and the vaccines.
Right.
It is really beyond unfathomable.
I think the lowest figure that I've read is 200,000 people a year.
Well, JAMA says this. In the year 2000, there were 125,000 people who were killed by drugs that were properly prescribed in hospitals only. 200,000 is too low. There were 250,000 that were killed by mutant bacteria caused by antibiotics. 125 plus 250 is 375,000. Now, that doesn't include the people who were killed by drugs that were given improperly. Like one woman I know that just died because they gave her the contrast medium and was supposed to go to a different patient. It shut her kidneys down and it shriveled her up and she died.
Oh, my word.
It doesn't include the people who go to the doctor's office and get a sample and have an interaction and die. That's just 375,000 who dropped dead, according to the records in the hospitals.
I know that they are dangerous places to be, and people they administer drugs that people are actually allergic to because they don't they're inept. They don't read the records. They don't read the patient records.
You know, they don't read the records, like this one case that radiologists said, no, like that. And they could hear it throughout the whole emergency room because they put it in the wrong patient. It was a friend. And then the husband had to sit by her side for 4 months while she shriveled into a prune and died from that toxicity. And you know what made her sick in the first place? The reason she had a problem? She took a drug from Abbott, and it ate up her colon, and she ended up with a bag. He lost consort and all that. He had to take care of her like that for 40 years. And then finally, the drugs killed her a second time.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think, too, just going in to find out what you might have, some of the testing, like mammographies and PSA tests and the colonoscopies, I think those things are dangerous.
Well, they are. The germs cannot be sterilized out of those devices. You can have some perforation. You can have some irritation that can lead to cancer down the road. It's a big money-making thing. But the big problem is the reintroduction of germ matter on these devices. I will say that Dr. Marks in my hospital said, I'm going to bronk this lady. And we told him, I don't know if that's a good idea. She's pretty frail. To bronk or not to bronk, he's walking down the hall as if it's in eating chocolate chip cookies, and he says, I'm going to do it. Bronchoscopy is several thousand dollars in his pocket. When we were interns, he bronks her. She's got a cancer, so he's irritated the tissue. She goes into terminal respiratory failure, and after 4 or 5 days of her not being able to breathe much, she took a look at him and she said, you killed me, didn't you? I'll repeat, you killed me, didn't you? And I'll never forget the time that I said, why are we doing this surgery on this poor 18-year-old with Marfan? There's got to be a better way to do this. And they grafted a graft into his aorta, and he bled to death. And the surgeon, while he's bleeding to death, is eating a banana. I mean, it to me is a callous indifference to anything but the country club, the fame, the big, what is it called, Mortgage Heights house. I don't want anything to do with it. You know, I'll spend my life running from the FDA because that seems to be what I always do.
So. Right. Now, have you had some problems?
I don't know. They're always trying to say I'm this, I'm that, I'm making money, and
and the doctors aren't?
I don't know. I guess they don't.
Doctors kill a lot of people, and they all seem to be they're all members of the American Medical Association, and so they all cover each other's mistakes, and it's very difficult to talk with them or to get them to admit that they might be doing something wrong. Well, and in fact, a lot of the doctors have left their practice and are now revealing some of the things that go on. The minute that they do say something or advise somebody to do something natural, they lose their license.
That's
what
right.
Kind of,
no, that's what happened
kind of
to me.
This is,
I mean, I don't know what you call it, except a monopoly, monopolistic tyranny from the Rockefeller regime and the Rothschilds,
sure.
Oppenheimer, Zuckermans, Astors, the Annenberg crime syndicate. They all kind of have a racket for this drug cartel. And so that's what happened to me back in 1996. I wrote a book called How to Eat Right and Live Longer, where I condemned nitrated meats and refined sugar and hydrogenated oils and the wine industry and the liquor industry. And so they really did come after me. They sent me letters warning me if I was to, if I continue this, there will be consequences. Also, they stopped me from lecturing. I was supposed to lecture. at a couple places, and then the person putting on the lecture sent me the faxes, and it said, this Ingram character has to be shut down. He talks about sugar being bad, corn syrup being bad, nitrated meats being bad. 3 years later, I got a call from somebody that said they wanted my help for their children. I said, no, it's too expensive to test your children. I won't do it. I'm not going to test 2-3-year-olds with all these tests you're requesting. So she was trying to do something, right? So I refused.
To set you
and
up.
So, she, you know, she, huh? It was a setup, yeah.
Trying to set you up.
Yeah. Well, I was stupid, you know, then. I was naive. And she said, well, I'm breastfeeding. You should at least test me. And I'm going, that one I don't think I can not say, so I will. So I sent her to the lab. And when I tried to collect the money, she said, I'm turning you into the board of medical examiners for collusion and for corruption and for fraud.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought to myself, ugh.
All righty. We do have to take a real quick break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter-acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Welcome back. This is Tana, and our guest today is Dr. Cass Ingram. And you were talking about this lady that kind of set you up, and then what happened?
Well, I talked, by the way, before we get into it, to a former agent on the Board of Medical Examiners for another state who has now become sympathetic. When I told him that the woman called and tried to push me to get all these tests on her kids and then went to the nursing, the fact that I'm nursing, he said, you were set up, just what you said, right? Because you always wonder, you know, is this real? The next thing that happened was, I had to go to California and to Iowa. And while I was gone, the Board of Medical Examiners started knocking on doors. I had just got back into it after that sickness. I had that sickness from the IV needle accident, and the oregano and the juice of oregano had cured me, and I was just getting back into it. I had just seen Dick Smothers. I was kind of fired up to start a clinic again. But, you know, all they knew was the address of my friend who I was staying with. So they knocked on her door and started harassing her. And they kept coming back while I wasn't around. So they got more angry and angry and angry and started, you know, really kind of staking her out, you know. So I called them up and I said, I understand you're looking for me. I will meet with you. And she warned me and said, you need an attorney. I said, I don't have any money. She said, well, then I'm going to go in with you. I said, you know, this is something I've got to handle myself. Just drop me off. Come back in an hour or two. And that was foolish. I got surrounded by two thugs from the Board of Election in this hotel, and they literally tormented me for 3 hours. I had, I think, a minor MI. You know, I'm not one to talk about me, but I want the story to be known. I got very sick. I was incompetent for 6 months. They were so vicious, and they tormented me because I didn't have a license with me, like a little driver's license, because I got dropped off. There was nothing I could do to stop them from trying to insinuate that I was a bad guy, you know, because that was their objective, was to destroy me and put me out to lunch. I don't know how I survived that. I eventually bounced back. Thank God for the oregano oil. That kind of came in strong into the life. The idea came about this oregano. Bob Atkins was a fan. I did an interview with him. New York exploded. Everybody wanted oil of oregano. It didn't even exist at the time. And then finally, it got patched together and done in a basement, and some people started it, and it ended up with what you see now. That's how it happened. I got inspired by being attacked. I had to fight them. I got inspired, though. I was good. I had to fight them off, and it cost a lot of money with a couple of erroneous choices for attorneys. And finally, I had to give up, you know. But I got so inspired when they thrust themselves against my license, which I just ended up just giving to them and saying, I can't fight you anymore, you know, temporarily. And that the oil of oregano became known. I started telling the whole world about it, you know, what it does and how great it is. And, you know. So with hardship comes good.
Exactly. Look what happened. Look what you've done. Amazing. All righty, we do have to take our 60-second top of the hour break. We will take calls when we come back at 877-488-5350.